Blog Talk Radio.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place.
let's heal the world. Let's heal the world. To another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you are at the right place at the right time. Yes, even in the midst of the scourge.
I want to thank you for taking the time out to tune in. Here at Progressive News Weekly, we bring you news and information that's, well, it's gathered from around the country, around the world. And we bring it in order to enlighten you and empower you and encourage you and inspire you to get involved and make a difference. It's news you can use. It's news for you, by you, and of you, because much of what we produce comes from you, the listener. For our longtime listeners, I especially send a shout out to you for these last 10 years being there week in and many, if not most, week outs and there in between, for sending your encouraging and suggestive messages, which we so do appreciate. You see, here on Progressive News Weekly, we bring it straight to you. As the saying sometimes goes, straight, no chaser. It's unadulterated, no business or political influence here. We are nonpartisan. We don't lean one way or the other in terms of politics. We just look at the facts, as in a famous movie, Humphrey Bogart once said, strictly the facts, madam. And that's where we come from. So if you do suggest a topic and or a guest, you'll want to do a little homework yourself, because we truly are, and we're going to vet the individual or individuals and the topic and subject matter to just do our best to ensure that it's grounded in some significant fact. We want our listeners to walk away being able to expand and expound on whatever it was that they get from Progressive News Weekly. Now, I understand, and we've been at this for 10 years, and we started here in New Jersey, and then we went to New York for several years, and then we're back, and it's all been good. It's all been a wonderful learning, evolving process, a divine process. And along the way, we found many that truly have taken us into heart, and for that we are just eternally grateful. We've also found some haters, and we found some that haven't been able to grasp something different from what their ideology is accustomed to. And so we do appreciate those that fall into that category that, well, they continue to come back and peer in, which means, well, there's hope. Because there was a time when I was myself caught into one ideology. See, the issue with an ideology is you have boundaries. And a simple example is politics. I mean, to say I am a Democrat, is that who you are, or are you a human being with a God-given divine mind? Or to say I'm a Republican, or are you a God-given human being with a divine mind to you in order to think as an independent individual, no different than a blade of grass that's going to grow and, well, just grow up toward the heavens, utilizing what it's been blessed with. So I learned, and it took me quite a few decades to learn, to think on my own, to think outside of that box. And I still struggle with that, because there are so many influences that want you inside of their box. That's why I don't do a lot of Facebook, because I see a lot of folks expressing themselves from boxes. And a lot of folks who, over the years, have been near and dear to me, but have just gotten caught in the pathway of which they've experienced. So I'm always open for new and different ideas, but I'm ever so cautious. I try my best to avoid the fearful, but I'm always cautious to not let myself get caught up into just one ideology. Because the problem, again, is it tends to predestinate your thought. So again, if you're a person that believes in beta, or, and I'm dating myself here, folks, remember beta, the little cassettes, and then there was VHS, and it was, okay, which one are you, beta or VHS? It's like today, the CDs, and then we have Blu-ray. Well, why can't I have both? So I just implore you to just think about it. Here's another example, and it's tied with politics, and I'm trying to stay away from politics. I had a very interesting conversation earlier, even today, about getting caught in politics, and literally that's what it's like. It's like catching a cold. You know, as a naturopath and a holistic naturopath, we don't express in terms of disease. We express in terms of dis-ease. And we don't say, oh, you have a cold. We say, no, you caught a cold. It doesn't happen out of nowhere. And so getting back to trying to stay away from politics in this example, but it's almost inseparable. You think about mass media, not social media, mass media. I'm away from Facebook for a moment. Mass media has become so divisive now. It's, from what I can see, dangerously divisive. I'd love to have your input on this. I'd love to know how you feel about what's going on with the media. I mean, it's tune into one ideology and you're a pro-Trump, Republican, entrenched individual, or you tune into another network. I can name a few, CNN, MSNBC, and you're a pro-Biden or Democrat entrenched individual. Polar. There's no balance. Something else we naturopaths and holistic grounded persons like to say is it's all about balance. Similar to energy is everything and everything is energy. We need balance, folks. You need sunshine and you need rain. So I just would like to implore everyone, and this is my monologue for this evening before we bring our special guest on. With everything that's going on today, I would just ask that we step back and try not to get polarized. And I understand the whole Trump thing. Oh, there's some things that abhor me. But there's some things that abhor me about the Democratic Party as well. We have to be able to ascertain individually. And until we do, we're just going to continue, I believe, to spiral into some of the mindsets that we see occurring around the world, third world countries, what's happened in Africa, my motherland as an African American, what's happened in the Middle East with the religious wars, class and caste, in other words, you know, no middle, just extremes. And so we've got to step back and think about what's happening individual. And I believe that that's where the difference will lie. That's where the balance will truly place. Because I do believe it's in our hands. I think at the end of the day, with everything that's going on with coronavirus, Wuhan virus, the COVID, whatever you'd like to refer to it as. As I was talking with the pastor earlier today, as much heartache that it's bringing around the planet, there is a benefit. And if it's nothing else but waking us up to ourselves and to our responsibility to think individually and not be led lockstep. And what I mean by lockstep, if you could imagine a science fiction movie like Soylent Green or one of those. I'm dating myself again for a majority of my listeners, median age being somewhere around 50, 45, where, you know, if the color is blue, everyone turns blue. And well, The Wiz was an example, if you remember that. It's not dating myself so much. You know, the color is green. Everyone's green. The color is orange. And we just, without thinking, just go along in lockstep. So I just implore everyone to just bring forth your fruits, because you got them. So again, this is my monologue. This is my monologue that we think in terms of unity and what we can each bring to the table, thinking individually, not getting caught up in ideologies, not getting caught up in politics for politics' sake. Not now. This is a time for growth. For growth, not just in our homes, but it starts there. Not just in our communities, because it branches out to there. Not just in our cities and towns and states. But on a global basis, there's an energy that's afoot. And that's a great segue for our guest this evening, which is just always a thrill for me. And I always say, you know, our special guest, but truly this evening, we do have a special guest. And it's so apropos. We heard on the bumper tune, Michael Jackson, I know everyone recognized that, Michael Jackson's Heal the World, Make It a Better Place. Well, this individual, he's all about that. And for those on the mail list, which is many, many across the country, you know who that is. And if you're not on the mail list, get on the mail list. Just send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8, at MSN.com. And to make it simple, you can also send it to progressivenews@MSN.com. Send it there. I'll add you to the mail list, and you'll know in advance who our guest will be for the upcoming week. Most weeks we do have a guest, an expert, to discuss the topic at hand. And so this evening, our special guest is none other than Dr. Glenn Mendoza, respectfully referred to as Master Glenn. And I say respectfully because Master Glenn is a master pranic healer. Suffice it to say, a healing modality. And we talk about modalities frequently enough on this program, myself as a naturopath. And so Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, he has so many more talents beyond that. He's also a medical doctor, specializing in perinatal medicine. He's an astrology and meditation expert, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that, and he's an author, and he has a new book. I don't know if we'll have time this evening, because there's so much that I want to get into with Dr. Mendoza, with what's going on right now in our society. But it's one that is a good read, as his previous book was. I will tell you that. So without further ado, let's get into the meat of the program. I believe Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, is in studio. Let's just check. I think we have him. Master Glenn?
Yes, Daryl.
Oh, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Dr. Glenn Mendoza,
yeah,
Master Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you, Daryl, for your invitation. It's always a breeze of cool air to hear from you at least every month. So
the pleasure is ours.
Whether it's lockdown or not, it's still a pleasure.
Oh, well, I know I've been telling you this all week, because as birthdays, we don't celebrate birthdays just on the day. At least I don't believe that, because when you come into the world, it's not just for that blessing the world for that day. You're blessing it for that week and that month and even that year. So with your anniversary, the same. Happy anniversary to you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And the work that you're doing is just simply wonderful, and we're going to be talking about that with some of the meditation sessions that you're doing. So I want to just touch upon some of the things that I know our listeners are always looking forward to, the treat, I like to call it, before we get into some of the meat. And that would be with regard to where we are with regard to astrology and the sun sign that we're in the midst of, which is Aries, I believe.
Yes.
And so we have a full moon coming up sometime in the next, I believe, four or five, six days.
Yes.
Which would make it a full moon of Aries, yes?
Yes.
So if you would, and if there are any Aries out there, or those who have had birthdays or have birthdays coming up, happy birthday to you. And so with that said, tell us a little bit, if you can, about, you know, Aries and where that falls in the astrological realm and what that means, if you can, and how the full moon has any relationship or impact at this time with that.
Aries is the sign of the ram or mountain goat, and it usually covers from March 21 to April 19. and it's the first sign of the zodiac. So just to review for your listeners, Daryl, there are 12 zodiacs, and I would say 95-98% of the people know what sun sign, it's called the sun sign, they were born in. So usually the Aries, having been the first sign, usually there are some qualities of the Aries which are more or less common in most of the Aries, whether they're female or male. They have strong leadership. They start. In fact, I've mentioned this to several groups. You don't start a fire without the spark. The spark is the Aries. So it is apropos at this time with the coronavirus crisis. We need a spark. Everything. It's we're facing a global crisis right now. It's an opportunity to match the negative energies that the virus has caused to each one of us, the fear, the uncertainty, the distraction, the unknown. And I think we need a gathering of fresh energy, which Aries can bring, energy of hope and love. And we've been trying to do this in our meditation for the past couple of weeks to bless Mother Earth. Some people say, we started the blessing. We want to bless because we know meditation per se usually uplift people. There is the blessings during meditation is a proven fact on a scientific basis, even on a spiritual and religious basis. We've done meditations in catastrophes after the 9/11. We started to continue the meditation. And this was no different. First, we bless the people. We bless Mother Earth. It's been evolving in some form wherein we bless Mother Earth because of the catastrophe and the global pandemic that the coronavirus have caused in every country. We tried to do that. So the Aries energy of leadership, a natural-born leader, we need them now. We need people, young people, strong leadership, which actually are needed at this time. It's knocking on our door. The coronavirus is knocking on our door, and we have to have that amazing self-confidence which the Aries provides us, the confidence even persist in even in tight situations which we find ourselves. And we need a positive energy which Aries provide. They have a lot of positive energy. They could start anything. So if we're going to start anything, start anew, you know, move on, springtime. This is the energetic and dynamic qualities of Aries. And they are incredibly strong, resilient, and one of the bravest signs in the zodiac. So you will actually, you could rise to the challenge. They could rise to the challenge and tackle things head on. So these energies which we are experiencing, it's not only unique for the Aries. It's the first zodiac sign. So the energy of the Aries is actually palpable throughout the whole month from March to April. And we wanted to absorb this positive qualities of strong leadership, self-confidence, positive energy, bravery, and of course, creativity. They explore something to do something different, which probably is needed at this time. They have a hard time doing dull and repetitive tasks. So usually Aries usually can do something different. They could do something. They want to do something to, creative to do that. And we need that those energies at this time. Wherein globally we're all affected. So any part of the world, we have this energy because it's very strong. And another thing also, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I have my question.
Yes, yes. Go ahead with your question.
I understand you're saying that this particular energy that we're under now is associated with Aries. So it's Aries energy. And this is for our listeners, because I know that there may be some that don't understand. So this is Aries energy that we're talking about. Not that there isn't other energies that are always there, but we are specifically under the sign of Aries, and therefore we are receiving energies that are attributes of the sign of Aries, such as leadership, spark of fire, positive energy, strength, bravery, resilience, self-confidence, creativity. So that energy, you're saying, is good for what we're going through at this particular time with the corona COVID-19 virus. And it sounds as though you're saying that this isn't just something that is for those born in the sign of Aries. This is something for everyone to be able to reap or utilize?
It's actually, I think there's a German word named Zeitgeist, Z-E-I-T-G-E-S-T. It's in the air. So this energy is actually really, if you have to look at it, this energy is not only here on Earth, it is actually in the astrological effect of this alignment of constellations and celestial bodies affect Earth on the principle of above, so below. So these are actually energies that are actively very strong at this point in time, and each one could absorb that. I'm trying to relate the qualities of Aries that actually we can use because it's there. The leadership, the fearlessness, they're downright fearless in the face of danger. We are in danger. They have zero time for nonsense. They just want to do things, and these are the energy which we can tap to do it. And for the Aries, it's inherent with them. You could see for the Aries, those who are listening, you could start anything. You're very good in starting anything. Right now, this is what we want. We want to start. We want hope. We want direction. We want this. So I would not be surprised that a lot of people you could read now that they're pushing programs. A lot of them I would not be surprised are Aries in their qualities.
Hmm. Wow. So how does that relate to the full moon that is approaching? Speaking of Aries and this energy.
So there are going back to the Aries. Every month there is a sign. And every month, when the waxing and waning of the moon, there's a full moon and there's a new moon. So during the full moon, this is the peak energy during the month. And we take advantage of those auspicious, we call it auspicious time, wherein people could meditate and actually use this energy to absorb the positive qualities on that sign, to absorb energies, so we could utilize it to bless Mother Earth and to absorb or feel those energy, so actually we could bless our families, our work, the uncertainty, and our projects that we wanted to do, putting energy into our projects. So the full moon is will be on April 7. It's called one of the three most powerful full moons will be coming in Aries in the next 3 months, in Aries, in Taurus, and in Gemini. So these are three solid, powerful full moons, not that the other full moons are not strong, but these are actually on ancient wisdom are the three most powerful. So it will be on April 7 at 10:35 in the evening. And because I will tell your listeners, Daryl, that for the past 3 weeks, we've been meditating, as I mentioned. We gathered almost a thousands every day, every evening. We gather because we want to create this force of good, this unified force of love, this unified force of transformation. We'd like to strengthen our energies. We look for energies because of the growing negative energy or fear of darkness that the coronavirus have created, not only in the United States, but all over the world. So we try to do our meditation for us to heal. We heal, Mother Earth heals. As fear becomes love, we heal. As anger, disappointment becomes love, we heal. As stress becomes love, we all heal. So this is what we wanted to do. We want to bring to everybody the project like Hope for Healing. We need to match the negative energy with positive energy. And we talk about energy all the time. So what we did was that we tried to gather as many people to meditate at the same time, generate a force for good, this light of transformation and healing the planet Earth. Because some of the people are saying, Mother Earth is becoming sick. And it's interesting. You've seen pictures wherein their factories are closed down in China and other parts of the world. You've seen quiet streets. And somehow there was some clearing up of the air from space pictures. Then looks like Mother Earth is healing, regenerating, rejuvenating, starting anew in springtime and in the energy of Aries. So we try to light up the flames in our hearts with the love of our hearts, with the love in our minds. We want our voices to unify for this force of good and create a different world that is healthier, happier, and better than it was. So that's our theme in asking people to join this full moon meditation in tapping into the most auspicious or most powerful day of the month.
You know, you talked about utilizing the love in hearts of and in mind. And we want to generate large numbers, as large as we possibly can. The idea behind that being, and we've talked about this so many times over the years, Master Glenn, the idea being behind that there is power in numbers. I can remember, and I can't remember what year it was, that we were having this discussion, and we kind of went off topic in a sense to just have the discussion about, you know, how is that the synergy of more than two or three, 20 or 30 being more energy generated. Can you talk a little bit about the benefit of the larger numbers? Is it just more energy? And this is twofold, if I may. When I think of love, just from my practice over 20 years, it just, for me, it embodies a sense of power in and of itself. Just the word, even talking with a numerologist, the from a numerological perspective, it's a powerful word. Can you talk a little bit in answering that question too about the power of love, but also firsthand about the numbers piece of it, and how that plays a role.
Yeah. Actually, it's a proven fact. proven even in scientific way of there's power in numbers, like what you said. What we know, when two people meditate, it's not, the result will not only be three, it's magnified. It's called synergy. What we know, when we do the meditation on twin hearts, which we do during the full moon, seven people, the energy that's generated or passes through the meditators of seven, actually it's equivalent to about 100. And there is this concept, actually, that came out. It's called quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement. In fact, I have a physicist from Switzerland who's trying to want to study this because it's been proven fact that somehow they have a measurement. This is a physics phenomenon wherein it's like a particle in physics wherein one or two, all of a sudden it will be magnified. You know, it's not Newtonian. It's a quantum 101. So anyway, so people about 10, 15 years ago, they started to do studies in a small town, I think in Iowa. About 2,000 people over a couple of weeks started to meditate together. And one thing they've noticed without, I think they must have done a formal study, the crime went down. The negative energies, robberies went down. It's interesting, just twice were in 2,000 people meditated almost every day. So there is that one we know. And for the past 2 years, we've been meditating as a group globally with the internet technology and Zoom conference calls, live stream and all that. We were able to do about 10,000 people meditating at the same time, which we're trying to do in April 7th. So I'm trying to ask some of the physicists in Princeton and in Switzerland if they could measure and see what the effect of that people who are going to meditate. So there is force, there is power in numbers. So, and at the same time, I'd like to add also the power. We're not there for the power. We're there to bless Mother Earth. When we're strong, we bless Mother Earth so we could energize. People get sick because of energy. So if we absorb enough energy, we will be healthy. So most important thing in this crisis is for us to have good health. Energy provides health. So we bless our family. By blessing them, they'll energize. Number two, we want strong immune system. It's energy again. So the sidebars, our purpose was to bless Mother Earth, but the sidebars, getting energized, getting healthier, improving my immune system, helping my family, protecting my family, shielding my family. Those are sidebars, but very big things. A blessing, economic instability, the rents are due, people no work, no pay. I think it's a no-brainer. In numbers, we could help those less fortunate than we are, blessing those who are sick and those who are dying, blessing the doctors, the frontliner. This one we've been doing for 3 weeks and continue to do until it culminates on April 7th. I'm sorry if that was too long for that short question.
No. As you know, over the years we don't take shortcuts. This is very important what we're discussing here. We appreciate the elaboration for our listeners to truly have a better grasp, because what I found having conversation with our listeners over the years, when the listeners have a better grasp, they tend to articulate better when sharing with others, and they tend to share more. So when you break down a topic for greater understanding, it enables the growth factor to multiply. So that's much, much appreciated, the way that you broke that down. So on the piece about in terms of the numbers, and so on the piece of love, can you just speak about the energy of love for a moment from your perspective and your wisdom?
Interesting, Daryl. When we started out, I mentioned it, we did our meditation. The thought form that I was creating was actually to prevent, to contain, and to mitigate the coronavirus. That's what we started 3 weeks ago or more. I wanted to contain it, and we don't know if we have to disintegrate it and all that. Guess what? After 3 weeks, we have almost 800 to over 1,000 now meditating just with our group. These are live meditators, different languages, different religions throughout the whole world. We meditate every 9 o'clock. We do that. And what happened, guess we realize, maybe the love aspect within us was growing. Since we know about energy, we start to feel and scan the energy of the coronavirus. What happened, it was weakening in our scanning, you know, vacillating from strong, negatively strong to weak. But despite that, the numbers were growing up. So I said, what is going on here? Then we didn't realize we may be scanning or sensing the energy differently. When we scan the love aspect that is actually emanating, it's much, much stronger than what we anticipated. Talking about love, we all of a sudden, with love, we could heal. With love, we're projecting energies to our loved ones. Look, we may have been distant in the past. Now we are alone. No, we may have been together with other people, closeness. But now that we're alone, there's distance. But despite that, look at your audience. We could talk. We could communicate, even in distance. So what the love aspect, even distance, is not an issue now. We could project that love aspect. So we realized we were projecting love aspect to this coronavirus. I said, what is the lesson that you're telling us? After months, people are saying was that, God must have a purpose for the coronavirus. And some of the things is that we have to generate that love within us. That space within us that is love. Love heals. Love cures. It's not that, you know, we tried energy-wise. I'll tell you, we tried to disintegrate the coronavirus. It doesn't seem to disintegrate, but it seems to mitigate or lessens its power when projected with a lot of love. So love heals. Love cures.
So the energy of love, from what you've just described, is very, very powerful.
Yes. And that's what I want your listeners to join us. These are global. If you'd like, I'll give you the link, because it's on your home. You don't have to. You just click it. We have a Zoom link. We have almost over 1,000 now. We even have to generate one account, because they could only limit us to account. So here's the Zoom link. It's https://2/Zoom, ZOOM.US/J/77532809. 1-800-273-8592. I'll repeat it again. The link is zoom.us, Z-O-O-M, as in Mary, .us/J/7753T2-8092.
Okay.
And you will see it in numbers. It's pretty much a meditation. You join us in about, I was telling people would like to meditate to finish it off quickly. This is a little longer because we're doing some energy work, because we're blessing a lot of people, we're blessing countries, we're blessing the doctors, we're blessing our family, we're blessing our homes, we're blessing our lands. You can't mention each country, so I ask people to mention, these are people from Brazil. It's being translated to hundreds of people in Portuguese in Brazil. We have a group translating it into Spanish. We have a lot of people listening from India. We realize that the power and control of our minds, we have the power and control over our minds, not outside events, just like the coronavirus. And we could harness this collective strength among us.
Can I get the link one more time? It was HTTPS
colon
forward slash
2 of them.
Zoom. Oh, 2 of them. Okay, there it is. That's what I missed. So it's /&/.
Yes. Zoom, Z-O-O-M dot U-S /J/7753209 2.
Yep. I have it. Yep. https://zoom.us/J/7753208092. And I have sent the link out to I don't know how many folks in the past, and folks are responding to me every day, more and more folks, because what's happening is folks I'm sending it to are sending it to other people, and they're coming back and saying, you know, Darryl, this is great. So anyone on the line that didn't – go ahead, Master Glenn.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyone on the line that did not catch that, you know you can reach out to progressivenews@msn.com, and I'll certainly forward that to you. There's another session tonight, correct, Master Glenn?
Yes.
At 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, New York time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 9 o'clock, New York time.
And I apologize. We did say that somehow there was an email that was sent out. Somehow there was a meditation until from April 1 to May 1. I don't know what happened. I think there was an error there. So Darryl did pointed it out to me. So we started looking at it. There must have been a calendar glitch that was sent out. So we were trying to do only 7 days. When it started out in March 12, we said we're just going to go 7 days. But come 7 days, it was picking up. But not only it was coronavirus, it's really the scare and the problems were just skyrocketing. But we realized we needed more for our comfort. So I invite your listeners to join us in planting the seeds of hope. We call it the Project Hope.
That's right, Project Hope. Well, I'll tell you, I am spreading the seeds of hope. I will continue, and I'm just encouraging all the listeners to do the same. Again, if you for any reason didn't have paper or pen, just drop me an email, and I'll make sure that I get that information to you, even this evening. There is power in meditation. Master Glenn, talk a little bit about, and you know, this is another one that you and I have talked about and you've shared with me over the years, but I'm always trying to enlighten listeners that either didn't catch it, and I believe in repetition because it just breeds familiarity, and familiarity breeds confidence. When you have confidence in something, then you're more likely to share it. So talk about, if you would, the aspect of meditation as it relates to prayer. Because meditation, and you said this evening, has that power to manifest. And then there are those, and there's not many weeks that go by, that's not many days, especially now, that someone isn't saying, Daryl, I'm just staying in prayer, or Daryl, keep me in prayer, or Mr. Clark, keep me in prayer, my family had this situation, or I had someone just pass. Yesterday I heard someone pass, coronavirus, please pray with me, I'm going through a situation, or I know someone going through a situation, please, pray us through this. So I think, most folks, I believe, do understand that there's power in the prayer. But we talk about power in meditation. Can you differentiate or compare, contrast, however you'd like to present that, the two?
In my understanding, you have to understand, the listeners must have to understand that there are different ways of asking for God's help and different ways to be an instrument of God. And somehow throughout religions, I think God has made it simple, but somehow religions and groups have just maybe complicated it or made it like a mental exercise. In my simplistic way, prayer and meditation are the same. We are tapping into this wellspring of life, wellspring of love, and wellspring of healing. It's just cultural where meditation started in the East, prayer started in the West. So when we ask for prayer, people say we ask God for prayer. When we meditate, we ask God for prayer also. We ask God for something. The only thing close to what the Christian or the West has been doing, they have been doing the word contemplation. They never use the word meditation, but this is our way to communicate with God. Some people communicate with God by their love of hearts. They express it in their work, doctors, priests, man of cloth. They express it in their work. Some people express it in their minds, they're scientists. This is their way to express God's work. But somehow some people communicate with God through prayers. So this prayer brigade, people have with cancer, we know that works. Meditation, we know that works. So it doesn't, whatever name of the rose is, it just smells just the same.
Beautiful. Absolutely just beautiful. That's all I can say. Wow. So your meditation can be a prelude to prayer or vice versa.
We could ask for God. God, if I have a question, I will meditate, and God, please give me a direction. Please give me an answer. So no different from prayer. I think it's the, if it comes from, it's interesting. I have to see, it's been bothering me for the past couple of weeks that there is this passage in the Bible where in it said, the one who asks with real sincerity, real love of the heart of hearts, God does not have a choice. God will grant it. I couldn't find the exact words, but it says that with pure sincerity, and he says, God, I really, 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 really need this. Please help me, and God grants it. And for all of your listeners, there came a time in our lives wherein we're really down, 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 and we asked God, God, I can't take it. I give it to your hands, and God always delivers. Am I right?
That is correct. My experience has been that. You know, at the time, I may not have understood the answer. However, I can't think, and I've said this so many times on the air, Master Glenn, I can't think of a time when looking back, and many, if not most times, I would get the answer relatively quickly. But there have been some times I just didn't understand. But I can't say that I've ever experienced where I've never come to get the answer, even if it wasn't what I thought I wanted. But over a period of time, I found it was actually best, which at the time I would have never thought in some instances that circumstance, that answer was the best for me. But yet time proved itself to be true without exception. So yes, to answer your question, always. Has that been the case with you, Master Glenn?
Oh yes, oh yes. I don't have that many. I have been blessed wherein I don't have to go to the lowest valley, but there are some difficult times. And I one time I said, God, I can't take this anymore. I give it to your hands. And God seems to deliver. I ask each and every one of you who are listening, God answers when you're really, 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 really desperate. And guess what? And God answers, then guess what? Sometimes a majority of us forget to say thank you. Oh, wow, I got it. It's just nature of man. And I've been that too. Well, I was so thankful that, oh, without God's blessings, I would not have gone through this. Or sometimes God will send some angelic beings or some good Samaritan or kind-hearted person that will do that, but God sent it. That's the truth of life, true story.
That's been my experience as well. Without even remote question, that has been my experience. Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly.
So
wow.
I think one of the reflections we're looking at, and each one of us should ask, what is, of course, there is a greater purpose of why the coronavirus were put in our midst. But I mentioned this, Daryl, if we could have somebody to vent out this uncertainty, this distraction, this uneasiness, this fear, it could be a group of people. It could be, I don't want to put any names, but it could be a religion. It could be a poor people, a face, or wherever that is. We couldn't find anything. This enemy is invisible. So guess what? When the enemy is invisible, guess what? We don't have a choice. We have to band all together. We see the goodness in man. Those who risk their lives in the, you know, my youngest son is a doctor in California, and his wife is a nurse, and they're taking care of coronavirus patients. I have good friends who passed away. We have one of the doctors, a top-notch, world top-notch neurosurgeon in New York, a friend, and passed away from the coronavirus. We've seen it. It's knocking on our doors. We've had friends, and it doesn't. I think there's a purpose individually for us to see ourselves, and there's a purpose for us collectively as men and women of this planet Earth.
Dr. Mendoza, this scourge, if we can call it, if I can call it that, it has really caused mankind on a global level, like in my lifetime, but even historically, I guess, you know, they talked about the Spanish flu and some other things, some of the plagues in Europe. But on a global level, and I'm no historian, you know, the numbers being what they are, I believe we have more numbers on the planet now than ever before in history, because the world's expanding numbers-wise. I mean, they may be reducing just recently in terms of lifespan and those kinds of things. But I would suspect, am I making sense, talk with me,
yes,
that we have more population
on
the planet?
7.5 billion. 7.5
yeah.
billion.
So, therefore, would this not be the greatest in terms of impact to a number of people in the history of the world, of how many people are being affected? Not how many deaths, I'm not going there, I'm just saying how many lives it's touching, it's altering.
Yes, you're right.
So, and I'm not talking theory or anything of that nature, I'm talking statistics now. So with that said, and I truly believe there are no coincidences in life ever, there's a reason. I mean, and in your meditation, and folks, take heart to this, listen, because when you tune into the meditation, you'll appreciate this component as much or more than anything. We are in this together. We are truly one, as you say in the meditation. I take heart to that. I love the meditation,
mm-hmm.
because I've meditated for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years since I told you the story. I was in college and I had my first meditation with Transcendental Group on campus and joined, and that's where it started. So I truly appreciate a deep depth the meditations that I've engaged in with you, either Trend Hearts and in training I've had with you. I just publicly want to thank you. And so I step back, and with that axiom of there's no coincidences, this has got to be something that we as a human race have an opportunity, and I believe are supposed to, but I won't necessarily push that envelope, but we have an opportunity at minimum to utilize, to look aside our differences and truly come into one accord. Your thoughts on that, Master Glenn?
Actually, it's interesting. We are actually in some form of dark age. Actually, man has experienced this, but not in the modern world. They experience it. They call it the Black Plague, the Black Death, actually, in the 1700s.
Yep,
they experienced it worldwide in 1916, 1918 with the influenza, killing
mm-hmm.
millions of people. They experienced it in 1967 with the smallpox. They experienced small part of it during the SARS and MERS. These are Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome a couple of years ago.
So
I remember in medicine, in tropical medicine, people are aware of what could happen if this explodes. We are aware of it in public health, but we are in a dark age now. We face physical isolation in our lockdown period. There are people have financial losses, threatened health. Thing to do, I could ask, is that we have to find a purpose or meaning for this. Finding purpose in the time of the coronavirus crisis. We have to understand what is happening to us. I think one psychiatrist in World War II, when they were put in a German prison, said, "Life is never made unbearable by circumstances, I remember, but only by lack of meaning and purpose." So those who survived in the Nazi camp were those who have purpose and meaning. His purpose was, he said, "I want to see my wife when I leave here." That was the thing that is holding him back. And what I want to tell, which I can't, we do a meditation, but in other times I talk. What we need right now is, I tell people, we need to exhale. Why? Look at what's happening. It's affecting the lungs. People cannot breathe. There must be something there. We have to exhale. You know, people will need to exhale physically, exhalation, emotional exhalation, mental exhalation. We have to unload and let go. And the next thing I tell people, we need a cape. We need a cape. If I have my cape, if I know my family's protected. I have my cape if I know I could feed my children. I have my cape if I have my help. Each one of us, let's find a cape. Then we could find our purpose and meaning in our life. But we need to do our work first.
So I'm not sure I understood that you said we must find our cape. You mean like Superman? I mean
Superman. Yes, we have to find a cape. What is it that we need to do it to? We need. If I need love, if I realize I need love during this time, I develop that love. I have to find that purpose. I need that cape. We all need a cape to fight this coronavirus. We need a Superman first.
Wow.
That's what I term it.
So each and every one of us, you're saying, have that potential cape?
Yeah. Look, don't you think you have a cape? If you know you could do your work and everything like that, if you know your health is okay. Oh, God, thank you giving me a good health. I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors and nurses and technicians and hospital employees, they go to work because they know they will help a person who's dying. That's my cape. That I will hold on to that because I know I'm giving somebody who needed it, my presence, or something more. We need a cape to reassure ourselves. Each one of us find a cape. That's my metaphor or a symbol. But we need focus. We need a purpose.
I guess just that understanding. Just that understanding that we have that capability. Speaking of cape. I guess that's a short for capability. We must find our cape. Capability.
I am busy the whole day, and somehow some people, they're inside, they're watching television. Come on, there's more important things than watching television. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I do watch television to entertain myself, but somehow I couldn't watch it. I just watched for 5 minutes. I have to do some stuff.
In fact, I opened up with my monologue talking a little bit about the dangers of what that particular technology has done to us. It's been such divisive. I think this, you know, I refer to the media. It's so it's so divisive. It's you must be on this side or that side. Why can't we all be on the same side? It bothers me as I think back on it. And you and I had a little conversation about that. And you know, you must vilify another person in order to lift yourself up. And is that really what you must do to lift yourself up? You turn to one particular ideology channel or station or network or group of networks, and you're hearing another ideology being vilified. It's not so much talking about the attributes as you talked about with the current sign of Aries. It's vilifying. It's almost as though you're vilifying another sun sign to give attributes of another, and it really doesn't make sense if we step back, but we've been so indoctrinated. So I'm so very careful now about how I watched network television, especially the media. The media is just not the same. It's invasive into our heads and our minds, and I'm concerned into our spirits. The things that are on television, I did a little study, and I love statistics, and that's my thing in college, and numbers, economics, that's statistics. So I'm always just doing little pencil and paper stuff, and as I watch, I probably don't let too many weeks go by. I do some kind of a survey. My wife thinks I'm some kind of a strange geek, but the number of negative programs are startling. If you ever just you know how you can do your you can do a guide and you click down, it'll tell you the upcoming programs on that network. And then you can go down to the next channel and you can click for the upcoming hours for the next, they go out sometimes 2 weeks. And you start doing a little check mark model and you'll see 80%. That's a high number of negative influence. And think about, our children are coming up in that. And then we wonder, because the children become the leaders. They go to school, and then they're the next leaders. I'm not saying everyone, but I'd say compared to 50 years ago, it's exponentially greater. Just a little aside, excuse me. Master Glenn, it is such a pleasure. I mean, just a joy.
Thank you.
When you hear your energy, it just pervades. You know, we didn't get to get into the book, but right now the book is what's happening with this corona. But I still have not, you know how I read. I read and then I go back and read. I haven't finished it. It's not a big book.
Uh-huh.
So I just, because I've read chapters so many times. And it's that kind of a book that it's like a meal that you can eat and then sit back and just eat some more and just kind of savor it and eat. And you find yourself 5 days later eating the same meal. It's that kind of a book. It's that kind of
Thank
a book.
You.
So, folks, Spiritual Truths is the book. Dr. Glenn J. Mendoza, M.D., you can get it on Amazon and most places where you get books. You can also get the book at PranicHealingUSA.org. Am I right?
Yes, yes.
Dr. Mendoza?
PranicHealingUSA.com.
.com, thank you.
PranicHealingUSA.com. And it's available also in Amazon.com.
Yes. Well, Dr. Mendoza, I suspect it's getting close to time to start preparing for our meditation this evening. I'm looking forward to it. Listeners, as I said, if you didn't catch the URL, just, and I know you all, most of you, if not all of you, have a means of reaching me. Reach out to me. I'll make sure you get the information. We're going to reach the mass numbers that Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, has visioned, and I'm looking so forward to just being a part of it. Master Glenn, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thanks, Darryl. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Blessings to you. Well, folks, that was a treat, as I told you it would be. I couldn't take calls. I know you were out there. I see the numbers. But we just wanted to sort of bathe in that positive energy that Master Glenn gave us. So you can go to the meditation tonight. All you need is a computer. So for those on the mail list, I'll make sure you all get that. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's a video meditation like you've never experienced. It's worldwide. There are thousands on there. As I said, anyone that is on my mail list, I'll make sure I send it out to you. If you're in the archives, then you may have gotten there from someone else. Send me an email to Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com or easily Progressive News. No spaces, just Progressive News at MSN.com. And I check that regularly, or my engineer, and we'll get the information out to you. So as we close, we're going to be closing on a positive note this evening, folks. And if I can date myself for my my more seasoned, let's say, listeners, going back a few decades, there was an individual that had it came out sort of around the disco time. The name was Manu Dibango. And he is out of Cameroon, Africa. Or I should say was, because he made his transition this past week. And, of course, many of you know where I'm headed with this. The song that he made was Soul Makassa. Soul Makassa. And, you know, the lyrics, they have been sampled by Michael Jackson and so many others. So it's just a treat to be able to pay tribute to this man that, I mean, he just touched so many, and with his horn that he was gifted to be able to play, so we want to pay some type of a tribute to Dibango and his song. And you know, it's interesting. I also want to just make note that back in the day, as we like to say sometimes, a lot of the lyrics were just expressions. Like, there was a song, many of you may remember, and it just went, you know, those were the good old days. Remember that, folks? Yeah, I'm bringing back some memories. I know it. So we're gonna play a little bit before we close on Soul Makossa and those famous lyrics. You know, we know, Mama say, Mama say. So we're gonna come back with that. And as I said, it was Michael Jackson that picked it up, and so many others that also sampled the music. And let's just play a little bit as we close out on a on an upbeat note. By the way, for those of you who always wonder, what does that mean? So, Makossa. Well, it means to dance. And there was a time when, yeah, we just wanted to have some fun, right? We just go out. Mama say, Mama sa. Mama kasa. Mama say, Mama sa. Mama kasa. Just about just having some fun. Just let's get back to that, folks, and we can do this. Join in the meditation this evening, and enjoy. Peace and blessings. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Tell someone you love them. Show them you love them. Stay in prayer. We're going to pray our way through this one. Okay? Rest in peace, Manu Dibango. So Makossa. Oh, yeah. Makossa. Mam say, Mama sa, Mama kosa. We may be shut in, we're not shut out. Come on now. Enjoy. Peace and blessings with lots of love to you and yours. Mosoma, mosoma. That's just one of those undeniable funk beats. Even if you didn't have soul, this'll give you some soul. Where are those times? Let's bring them back. Someone asked me, Daryl, not so much news, more music. That listener. Prayer. peace and blessings. Until next week, tell someone about Progressive News Weekly.